Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and I'm so excited to be joined now on the line by Al Petrelli. He is one of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's guitarists, the live musical director, and an original member of the group. Al, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle 98.1 today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me, and how have you been?
Good, good. So we're chatting, obviously, in support today of your upcoming tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. That's coming to the Smoothie King Center Wednesday, December 13th. Tickets went on sale this morning. But Al,
yes, they did.
What I wanted to start with you today, and we had a little meeting as a staff. We have lots of metal passion here at Eagle 98.1. And when it comes to combining metal with Christmas, what's not to love, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So my midday guy, though, he just said, a lot of people don't realize that your roots are in metal and rock. And I mean, that's how you got started. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My thing started in 1964 when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. And I was 2 years old, and my mom will tell the story that I was wearing my feety pajamas, and the Beatles came on, and I was transfixed to the black and white TV in my parents' living room. And in the corner was my granddaddy's acoustic guitar. And I immediately grabbed it and started strumming it. And she would tell me that I was dancing and giggling and smiling and trying to sing along, whatever. Now, I don't really remember it all that well, obviously. But I know that I can tell you straight up that that moment in time grabbed me by the center of my soul and never let go. So I was just in love with music. I was in love with the Beatles. And then, like, listening to the radio growing up in the 60s, all those wonderful songs that were coming through my dad's Pontiac speaker, you know? Then in the 70s is where it all started to change, where, you know, AOR radio was coming out. There was a huge, I think, Southern Rock was the biggest thing in the early 70s. The Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker, Charlie Daniels, you had Leslie Western Mountain, Johnny Winter, all these great guitar players that were blues guitar players, but playing much more aggressively. That's really where I cut my teeth. And then, you know, you get into the 80s, and when, you know, the hard rock and metal scene was taken off, well, you kind of acclimate towards that and just, you know, change things a little bit. And I started working for some incredible artists that, you know, all of which I had no idea were leading me up to my work with Paul O'Neill. You know, if you think about it, working with Alice Cooper in 89 was getting me ready for this theatrical onslaught that Paul was starting to put together. So it really has been a fun run.
Yeah, you have quite a career. But the other question that I have, and just to back up for a second, we're chatting with Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What is it with you and Paul and John that you have this band Sabotage, and you're sitting there and trying to decide what we're going to do, and it's not make an album. It's hey, let's have this Christmas metal production light show. Mm-hmm. How did that conversation go?
So, 1995, I think it was February, March of 95, Paul called me up and he said he's working on this record. It's kind of a concept album about, you know, the war in Sarajevo. And he goes, would you kind of come in and help me out a little bit? He goes, you know, I'm just trying to underscore some things. And, you know, a bunch of guitar players have been in. It's really not working out exactly right yet. And I was like, absolutely. I'd known Paul for about 10 years prior to that. It was a huge, you know, I admired his work. And he was very truthful in his work and very honest. And he's coming up with great stuff. Anyway, I go into the studio. And he's telling me the story, and he put the faders up. And I looked at him. You know when your dog looks at you and tilts his head to one side because it really doesn't understand? That was me. I'm like, dude, you know, what's with the Christmas song? And he laughed, and he smiled. And, you know, he said, it's not really a Christmas song per se. It's more a soundtrack depicting events that took place on Christmas Eve during the war. I said, all right, now you got my attention.
Yeah.
And he explained to me how this classical cellist during the war would go to the town square. And he would play, you know, Mozart themes or Beethoven themes or whatever in protest of the bombing. Now, Paul knew that I was Alice Cooper's musical director in 89 and 90, but he did not know that I had played in Zagreb and Belgrade before the war. And I said, dude, I was in that town square, press record. And I started playing those opening notes, you know, to what was to become Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224. And he looked at me and goes, that's what I've been looking for. You know, you're writing a soundtrack under my story. I'm like, okay, we're on. And he said, look, Al, I just want to make great art. You know, I don't care about anything else. If we make great art, maybe it'll catch on, maybe not. But let's do something important together. And I was like, brother, I'm in. No, that's us.
And
well, you fast forward 10, 11 months, and accidentally it's played at radio, and the rest is history. You know, so maybe in his mind he saw the big picture. I was just happy to be playing guitar on such a cool track. And the fact that it was like, it became the number one requested song in America that year in 95. And here we are literally 28 years later still talking about such an important piece of music.
No doubt one of the most requested song that we have around Christmas time here on Eagle. But let's talk about the show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been described as a mixture of The Who's Tommy and Andrew Lloyd Webber meets Pink Floyd's Lights. So this is what folks can expect on December 13th at the Smoothie King Center.
Something like that. Yeah, listen, yes. To be even lumped into a sentence with, like, such important artists, 100% agreed. Andrew Lloyd Webber, I mean, you know, as a kid watching Jesus Christ Superstar, such an important piece of work. Musically, visually, all of it, you know. Very provocative, you know. Like, definitely put my father on his heels, you know, when that came out. When The Who came out with Tommy, again, talk about one of the first rock operas, you know. Amazing. Each song was amazing, but when you tied them all together, it told this incredible tale. You know, so Pink Floyd, The Wall. I mean, nobody put on a bigger show than Pink Floyd back in the day.
Right.
You know, and again, Paul O'Neill grew up in New York City. So what do you do when you're in New York? You go to the Garden and you see big rock concerts. You know, and Pink Floyd would come in with crazy production, Genesis, Kiss, all these incredible bands. And down the block was Radio City, and down the block from that was the Theater District on Broadway, and down the block was Lincoln Center, you know, where Leonard Bernstein was performing with the New York Philharmonic. So this was Paul's soundtrack. So what do you do when you write, a rock opera or a story? Tap into all your influences growing up, and that's exactly what he did. And I think that's part of the universality of Paul's work that so many people enjoy and come back year after year after year to celebrate.
The first half of the show itself is the rock opera part, but then the Best of TSO and More is also included into the show for the upcoming tour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I mean, that's when we get to have a whole lot of fun. You know, listen, the front of the show is people's familiar tradition. You know, when I want to turn the TV on around Christmas time and I got my daughters on my lap, we want to watch something, you know, we'll put on Charlie Brown's Christmas or Miracle on 34th Street. It doesn't matter how old these pieces are, but they're familiar to me. And now, you know, my kids are celebrating that same tradition. Okay, when people come to see TSO, they want their holiday tradition intact, which is, in this case, The Ghost of Christmas Eve. You know, top to bottom with the narration. Now, mind you, it's going to look different than it has in years past. But, you know, we're always changing the production.
Mm-hmm.
But once we complete that portion of everybody's holiday tradition, it's time to blow the place up.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll play Christmas Eve, Sarajevo.
And that, and Wizards in Winter, and some other songs that people have just really gotten attached to, you know?
Yeah.
And it's fun. And we're going to do some things that they haven't heard in a while, you know? Things off of some of the earlier records that we haven't performed in maybe 20 years. Because I got about 50 or 60% of the audience, I consider them the repeat offenders who've been coming back a lot, year after year after year, with, you know, two or three generations of family in tow. You know, I want to surprise them every year. I don't want them to say, oh, you know, last year was a little bit better. You know, that would break my heart. You know, so I always got to keep them on their heels. You know, the O'Neill family, you know, it's paramount to them to constantly, constantly keep pushing forward and doing new things. And then for the first timers, it's just fun to watch their expressions change. That is the most fun ever. They think they came to see some Russian orchestra, and I'm like,
Well, 104 concerts, 62 cities, and 46 days. When do you sleep in November and December?
I'll sleep when I'm dead. I have way too much fun doing this. You know? Listen, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of work. But I live for every second of it. It's like being a teenager every day, sometimes twice a day. Where I will say it's tiring is for, you know, the 85 or 90 men and women who are on our crew. They really have quite a job in front of them. You know, to load into a venue at 6 in the morning and load out at midnight and then drive 400 miles and do it again twice that day. That's why, you know, I tip my hat every show to the crew, because without them, we would never be able to do this. And they're incredible, every one of them.
Yeah. Well, my dad always told me, you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So that definitely sounds like your passion is infectious. Well, Al Petrelli, Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming. Smoothie King Center on Wednesday, December 13th. Tickets went on sale this morning. We appreciate you sharing your story with us today, and we'll see you in December.
I can't wait, and it's barbecued oysters in New Orleans. I'm down.
Yum. Thanks, Al.
Yummy. All right, honey. Thanks so much for your time today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.